Left. Left. Hip, 2, 3, 4. Hip, 2, 3, 4. Left. Hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip.
All right, you soldiers of Yahweh, this is your wake-up call. I'm Pastor Steve, and this is Wake Up Call, and this one is for the 11th of January, 2018. It is the third in a series of Yeshua's instructions. We will be in Matthew chapter 7 today. My copy of the scriptures is so dog-eared and worn that I ordered a new one. Oh my. I've got it and it is lovely and I'm so happy. A workman needs good tools, you know, and boy, this little one that I had has served me over so many years. And I'm not done with it. I'm not getting rid of it, but the new copy is changed because they've corrected some of the words that they had an error, and it's bigger, easier to read, and very pleasant. So let's get into Matthew chapter 7. This is Yeshua Messiah speaking to his taught ones, his 12. Verse 1. Do not judge, lest you be judged. Okay. You think you know more than somebody else, and they make a mistake, and you are just all over them. This goes on, but you're seeing their mistake, but you're not looking in the mirror and seeing your own. Verse 2. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. Okay, if you're going to be harsh on somebody else, then expect people, when they see your mistakes, to be harsh on you. You, we have little disagreements among us. Continuing on in verse 2. And with the same measure you use, it shall be measured to you. So, don't do to others what you wouldn't want done to you. You need to look at the other guy's situation as well. verse 3 says it very, very well. And why do you look at the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not notice the plank in your own eye? In other words, you've got a friend and he's got a little problem. And you're on him about that little problem, but you've got a much bigger problem that you studiously ignore. Hey, man, you're doing this. Yeah, well, but then what are you doing? So sort of take care of your own sins instead of the sins of others. Be clean first before you can tell others to be clean. This is the teachings that he's giving, his instructions. Now, these instructions are to the people that are going to go out and establish his gospel. They're going out and they're going to preach, and he's telling them how, because they are just common men, but it is their spirit that they're seeing. Well, they're going to say, well, but Judas Iscariot, well, it's Yahuda of Kerioth, man of Kerioth, Ish Kerioth, which was a city on the edge of Edom, was an Edomite. And he had to have that Edomite there so he could be betrayed. He had to have a betrayer with him. Because the 11 would not do it. He had to have one that was the seed of the serpent so he could sacrifice himself on Calvary. He knew this aforetime. We're not dealing with just a man here. Yeah, he was in the body of a man, but he was Yahweh in the flesh, in direct contact with the Father. None of us could handle that. Only he could handle that. So he needed that devil to do the betraying. His ways are marvelous. I mean, just... fresh hot coffee. I'm going to pick this up and read it instead of leaving it lay there. Verse 4. Or how is it that you say to your brother, let me remove the splinter from or out of your eye, and see, a plank is in your own eye? Maybe you have a bigger sin in your life than the little sin that your brother is doing. Verse 5, and he nails him. Hypocrite! Ow! First remove the plank from your own eye, and then you shall see clearly to remove the splinter out of your brother's eye. In other words, you got to clean up your own life first before you start pointing fingers. At least Judeo-Christian preachers are just love to get up there. You're going to hell! and they're screaming and hollering, and they're fooling around with women and taking dope and doing the, don't elevate men. Like I tell everybody, my biggest adversary is that guy in the mirror. I have to fight that guy all the time because he's a foul up. So I need to keep that guy's life clean. Now, I'll point things out because it's pointed out to me in the scripture. This is what I'm called to do. I'm called to teach these things. And sometimes they turn around and bite me. And I'm wincing as I'm reading them because they apply to my life also. I'm a man like anybody else. Every preacher is. True preachers and false preachers. We're all men. Verse 6, he admonishes his people. His people, okay? He's not speaking to everybody. He's speaking to his taught ones. Do not give what is set apart to the dogs. And dogs was an analogy, an idiom in the Hebrew for the non-Israelite mixed breed mutts that they were living amongst. Nor throw your pearls before the pigs or swine, that's words of wisdom. Don't try to convert the Jews. What are you wasting your time for? They can't be converted. Nor throw your pearls before the pigs, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you in pieces. If you quote Yeshua Messiah and the word, those Jews, those pig Jews will denigrate the word. They will laugh at it. They will mock it. And they will turn and try to destroy you because they hate you for being a Christian. He's telling us this. There are some people walking around in shoe leather that Yahweh doesn't want. Not everybody can be saved. There are some that are rejected. He gives instructions about that in here as well. Verse 7. Now he's talking about spiritual things. He's not necessarily talking about physical rewards. That's not what this is about. Verse 7. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Okay, stop right here. Solomon asked for wisdom. It was given to him. Didn't ask for great riches. Seek and you shall find. You have to study in this word. You have to go over this word all the time. It's available to you. You can get Bibles everywhere, even at Walmart. You can buy all kinds of stuff. No excuse for you not to be reading the word. None. Knock and it shall be opened to you, because if you're trying to do a good work in the name of Yahweh and you pray about it, he will open that door for that opportunity for you to get it done. Boy, has he ever done that with me. I'll testify to that. Amen. Marvelous. Verse 8. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it shall be opened. Opened. Opened wide. Please give me more knowledge so I can teach others. Okay. Boom. It's done. He will lead you in the scriptures. When you get in his word, that Holy Spirit will guide you. You doubt that? Oh, ye of little faith. He is so marvelous, and he works such wonders that there can be no doubt. Verse 9. Or is there a man among you who, if his son asks for bread, shall give him a stone? Well, the father will give his children the bread of life. He will give us the word if we ask. He's not going to lead us astray. For verse 10, or if he asks for a fish, spiritual food, shall he give him a snake? He's not going to give you the Talmud. He's going to give you his holy word. All right, verse 11. If you then, being wicked, and everybody's wicked and falls short of the glory. Don't get your hackles. I'm not wicked. Yeah, you are. Me too. I have to fight that guy in that mirror every day. I keep telling you, the guy in the mirror is the problem. Let me get a little drink of coffee here. I got to be careful with that. That is very hot. Verse 11. If you then, being wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, okay, you're the father, then you have children. How much more shall your Father who is in the heavens give what is good to those who ask him, his children, us? And he's perfect. What about his gifts? And it culminates right here in verse 12. Therefore, whatever you wish men to do to you, do also to them. For this is the Torah and the prophets. In other words, what goes around comes around. Now, you may treat someone very kindly and they will absolutely just rip you anyway. But your father is watching you as well as them. That's going to be jotted down in their book of life, that they ripped someone that tried to do good. So it's not in vain. Well, he doesn't appreciate anything, you know. Well, okay. There was a time that we didn't appreciate anything. We were in sin, and we were just living in the world and having a merry old time, and the devil wasn't bothering us because we were doing everything that he wanted us to do, and we were just happy, rotten sinners. Well, All that's changed if you've accepted Yeshua as the Messiah and want to follow his teachings. You're a different person. You put off the old man, put on the new man. Okay? Verse 13. This is a toughie. And it applies to everybody. Enter in through the narrow gate. Stop right here. What's the narrow gate? Living in a straight and narrow way. Not just being a blatant, open, unrepentant, rip-roaring sinner. You have to change your ways if you're going to be in Yahweh's kingdom. You cannot do what you've always done, and that includes me. I've had to completely redo my life. Because I believe. Belief is not just, oh yeah, I believe. You have to do. Faith without works is nothing. The devils believe, but what do? Because, verse 13, because the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter in through it. The world just goes on, just dumber than a box of rocks. Oh yeah, everything's good, man. I got enough money. I get high on the weekends, and I got all these hoes. And oh yeah, man, I'm partying up a storm. Oh yeah. Okay. That's the broad way. The world's way. The narrow gate is the way to the kingdom of Yahweh, which is an eternal kingdom. Because if you go through that broad gate, you're going to enter into the land of destruction, and you'll suffer that second death. You'll be cast out. And I don't want that for you. I really don't. I know it's on you. But I can't help but care because of the Father that's in me. Verse 14. Because the gate is narrow and the way is either hard pressed or afflicted. It can be either, okay? Which leads to life. That's eternal life. And there are few who find it. The remnant. The few that are called. And chosen. What can I say? You know. I've still got a sinus problem. The weather has changed again here. So it's warmed up. Up, down, up, down. It's yo-yo weather. So. Verse 15. But beware of the false prophets. Okay. False prophets. And it has a note here to see also, verse 23. And then I shall declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who work lawlessness. These are these false prophets that are teaching in these Judeo-Christian pulpits that the law is done away with. Oh, it's all nailed to the cross. You don't need to worry about that law anymore. Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing. They try to masquerade as one of the crowd. But inwardly, they are savage wolves. Verse 16, by their fruits you shall know them. Verse 16, by their fruits you shall know them. What are their fruits? They are leading their congregations astray and getting them to disobey the law. They are okaying the fact that you have transsexuals and homosexuals out in that congregation when Scripture says you are not to do that. There's mixed race couples out in that audience when you're not to do that. People out there that are stealing from people every day, whether actually thieving or just doing dishonest business practices, and they go to church to look good and make business contacts, you're not supposed to associate with those kind of people. But they do in these big mega churches. Boy, they're just, oh, everything's all right. God is love. God is love. I'll get to that in a minute. Just a second. Continuing on in verse 16. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes? Or figs from thistles? Those are pointy, sharp, nasty little things. Verse 17. So every good tree yields good fruit, but a rotten tree yields wicked fruit. They may look good on the outside. They wear that suit and tie, but they're rotten inside. Verse 18. A good tree is unable to yield wicked fruit, and a rotten tree to yield good fruit. It's in your nature, that DNA of the serpent seed that's out there cannot help except do evil. And they have mixed with the seed of Adam so much that they can disguise themselves. But if they've got that DNA lurking in the background, well, that's going to out itself in their actions. Verse 19. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. That's the fire that's coming. It's coming, flaming fire. 1 Thessalonians. Flaming fire. Oh, it's unpleasant to think about. Unpleasant to think about. But then, this world has a lot of unpleasantness in it, very much so lately. We are watching the works of the devil, the murder, the rape, the theft, the lies, the engineered wars, the genocide against our white people. On and on and on and on and on. We're watching the prince in power of the air, which is the devil, have his heyday right now. Right now, okay? For a little season. He's just happy as pie. Verse 20. So then, by their fruits you shall know them. Now we see all these people that are, oh, I love Jesus, but they live like the devil. Verse 21, listen to this. Not everyone who says to me, Master, Master, shall enter into the reign of the heavens, but he who is doing the desire of my Father in the heavens. Not talking talk, but walking the walk, which is the hard part. Not lip service, real service. Verse 22. Many shall say to me in that day, Master, Master, have we not prophesied in your name? And cast out demons in your name? In the name of Yeshua, in the name of Yahweh. And done many mighty works in your name? Verse 23. And then I shall declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who work lawlessness. Now, just take a break here. Psalm number 5. The last half of verse 5. I'll just read it because I'm going to go a couple places and I don't want to make you run all over the Bible. You hate all workers of wickedness. Verse 6. You destroy those speaking falsehood. That's the liars. Yahweh loathes a man of blood and deceit, those who engineer all these deaths. And Psalm 6, verse 8. Depart from me, all you workers of wickedness. Those who are denying the law. Oh, the law's passed away. We don't have to fool with that anymore. We're all under grace. God loves everybody. He loves all these queers we got out here, especially when they put that money in that plate. Yeah. Workers of lawlessness, teaching that the law is done away with. How many times do you hear that from those people? How much? All the time. They just hammer on it. Oh, we're not under the law. We're under grace. Not one jot or tittle will fail until heaven and earth pass away. It may be inconvenient, and you might not want to follow it, but it's not done away. It is not done away with. You may want it to be, and you may teach it to be, but then you're a liar. The gospel of prosperity.
Oh, if you send a donation, you're going to be blessed, and you'll get this and you'll get that.
Sucker. Continuing on. Verse 24. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and does them. Oh, you mean I got to do something? Yep. Shall be like a wise man who builds his house on the rock. And the verse 25, and the rain came down, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall. For it was founded on the rock. Verse 26. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them shall be like a foolish man who builds his house on the sand. And the rain came down, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and they beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. That's going to happen to this house built on the sand, this financial house that's ready to collapse. They built this Ponzi scheme up and build it up and build it up and build it up. And now Bitcoin is falling apart. I told you. It's another manipulation by the devil's children. And it's top heavy, and it's going to crash, and everybody that's put their money into it is going to be broke. But I got millions. You better cash out now. Verse 28. And it came to be when Yeshua had ended these words that the people were astonished at his teaching, and here it says it all, verse 29, for he was teaching them as one possessing authority and not as the scribes. Whew. Just not reading the book. He's not reading stuff. He's the author of it, and he is teaching it as the one that wrote it. He wrote it. Who was this wonderful man that was this, the son of Yahweh? Because in chapter 8, these demons were in these people. And they said, you, what are we to do with you, Yeshua, son of Elohim? Verse 6 of chapter 9 of Matthew. Son of Adam possesses authority on earth to forgive sins. Capital A, Adam. I don't know what it's going to take to get people motivated. I know some are. My words out of scriptures reach some. Chapter 9 of Matthew, verse 37. Then he said to his taught ones, the harvest truly is great, but the workers are few. Verse 38, pray then that the master of the harvest, that would be Yahweh, would send out workers to his harvest. Chapter 10 of Matthew. Verse 5. Yeshua sent these 12 out, the ones that he was just teaching, having commanded them, saying, do not go into the way of the nations. And do not enter a city of the Shomaronim. Because they were mixed apostates. Samaria, okay? Verse 6. But rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Verse 7 of chapter 10. And as you go, proclaim, saying, the reign of the heavens is drawn near. Getting closer. Verse 8. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. You have received without paying. Give without being paid. Okay, that's a command to us. I don't get paid to do this. I give what I've been given. I've been given the Holy Spirit and given knowledge of the Word, so I give it away. It just passes through. Verse 9, do not acquire gold or silver or copper for your money belts. Verse 10, or a bag for the journey, or two undergarments, or sandals, or staffs, for the worker is worthy of his food. Now, this is a command to his people to go and evangelize in those cities, physically making contact with people, and let them feed them. Listen to this. 11. And into whatever city or village you enter, ask who is worthy in it and stay there until you leave. Verse 12. And as you enter into a house, greet it. Verse 13. And if the house is worthy, let your peace come unto it or come upon it. But if it is not worthy, in other words, they're fake, let your peace return to you. Verse 14, and whoever does not receive you, nor hear your words when you leave that house or city, shake off the dust from your feet. In other words, you're not going to get to everybody. Verse 15, truly I say to you, now listen to this. It shall be more bearable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. People that reject Joshua, it's going to be worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. Now this is apt today. Verse 16, see, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents and innocent as doves, or wise or crafty or shrewd. Keep your wits about you, in other words. Verse 17, but beware of men, for they shall deliver you up to Sanhedrins and flog you in their congregations. In other words, you will be physically abused by those that hate Yeshua Messiah. Think of all the court cases and all the stuff for people telling the truth today. What's going on? Verse 18, and you shall be brought before governors and sovereigns for my sake as a witness to them and to the nations. Verse 19, but when they deliver you up, do not worry about how or what you should speak, for it shall be given to you in that hour what you shall speak. Verse 20, for it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking in you. Listen to this. Does this not describe today? Verse 21, and brother shall deliver up brother to death, and a father his child, and children shall rise up against their parents, and shall put them to death. People turning on their own family members. That's going on right now. Oh, you're a Nazi. We hate you. Verse 22. And you shall be hated by all for my name's sake. If you teach the true gospel, you'll be hated. But he who shall have endured to the end shall be saved. You occupy unto your death, but you will save your eternal life. Verse 23, and when they persecute you in this city, flee to another. For truly I say to you, you shall by no means have gone through the cities of Israel before the son of Adam comes. That's why we keep on preaching. New cities of Israel, people, new people to hear the word. We're not going to quit preaching until the master comes. Verse 24, a taught one is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. Verse 25, it is enough for the taught one to become like his teacher and a servant like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more those of his household? All right, who's the father of all these wicked ones out here today? The Talmudist, the Nakash, the fallen angel that seduced Eve and started that bloodline through Cain. And they are twice the child of hell, and they are of their father, the devil, and their father's works they wish to do. Verse 26, okay. Therefore do not fear them, for whatever is covered shall be revealed, and whatever is hidden shall be made known. Isn't all their wickedness and all their plans being exposed right now? Huh? People are waking up. More and more and more truth is coming out about these evil creatures. So he really, really nails it. Verse 27. What I say to you in the dark, speak in the light. And what you hear in the ear, proclaim on the housetops. Well, aren't we shouting it out at EFR? Praise Yahweh. And here we go, folks. Verse 28. Do not fear those who kill the body. Okay. But are unable to kill the being. Because you're more than just your body, brothers and sisters. We have a soul, the others do not. But rather fear him who is able to destroy both being and body in Gehinnom. That's the valley of the son of Hinnom, where the garbage pit is. And you'll be cast into the burning garbage. And he who can destroy both being and body is Yahweh. Think about that, that second death. Let's skip down here to verse 32 of chapter 10. Because I'm getting close to the end of the hour here. And I like to make a few points here. Verse 32. Everyone, therefore, who shall confess me before men, him I shall also confess before my Father who is in the heavens. But whoever shall deny me before men, him I shall also deny before my Father who is in the heavens. Becomes inconvenient for you to be a Christian, and you say, well, I don't really believe all that. The Jews are God's chosen people. Verse 34. Do not think that I have come to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. You're going to be in a battle against the evil one if you are one of his. Okay? And that's how it is. Sword and division. It could be read here, I did not come to bring peace, but division. Because it backs that up in verse 35. For I have come to bring division. A man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's enemies are those of his own household. Okay. Your own people will betray you because they love stuff more than they love Yahweh. Verse 37. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take up his stake, whatever burden you may have put on you, in other words, and follow after me, is not worthy of me. Verse 39, and he who has found his life, in other words, in this world, shall lose it. And he that has lost his life for my sake shall find it. I'll leave off right there. If you accumulate lots of stuff in the world, and you're proud, well, you're going to lose that stuff. It's all going to burn up. It's hay and stubble. But knowledge and teaching of Yeshua Messiah that leads to eternal life, that's the real deal, folks. That's the real deal. Don't waste your time on stuff. Stuff isn't going to go with you. Only your eternal soul goes with you. And if you have rejected Yeshua, you will be subjected to the second death. And you will be destroyed. Praise Yahweh. Praise Yeshua. And may Yahweh bless and keep you. Talk to you again.
Live. Live. Hip, two, three, four. Hip, two, three, four. Lift. Hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip,